Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
So let me just get this out of the way. Jacob Tremblay is only 16 years old, and he's already had the kind of acting career that most actors would be, like, grateful for at retirement age. Jacob's starring in the new version of The Little Mermaid, but up until now, he's been a child actor in really grown-up movies. So Jacob's here to talk about that, including the time him and his friends went to see one of his movies, and he couldn't get in because he was too young. That's coming up. I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q. I don't want to make you feel old here. My job is to not make you feel unaccomplished. I will tell you that I felt that way a little bit when I was talking to Jacob Tremblay, because Jacob Tremblay booked his first role when he was five years old. Then a few years later, at the ripe old age of 8, he does his breakout role playing a kidnapped child in the movie Room, which is based on the novel by the Canadian writer Emma Donoghue. And then that makes Jacob, who's Canadian, one of the most talked about child actors anywhere. And he gets compared to Macaulay Culkin and Jodie Foster because he's able to take on roles that are grown up, that are mature well beyond his years. So Jacob Tremblay, he's 16 now. He's all grown up. He's wearing a cardigan. He's typing his Facebook statuses in all caps. He's taking on one of the all-time classic kids' movies. Jacob Tremblay voices Flounder in the new live-action Little Mermaid movie. He's there with Sebastian and Scuttle singing Kiss the Girl there. So here's the thing. Not only is he taking on one of the most beloved Disney movies of all time, but... And again, let's all feel old together here. The original Little Mermaid came out 17 years before Jacob was born. So talking about that is kind of how we started. Here's my conversation with Vancouver's own Jacob Tremblay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm pretty good.
Good.
I heard you laughing.
Yeah, I love hearing my little voice because I was a lot younger when I did it, when I did Little Mermaid.
When you did Little Mermaid, you were younger, right?
Yeah, I was 12 because obviously there was a big time period in between then and now because of COVID. But because I was so young, I could really hit higher notes that I can't now. I mean, I probably can't sing at all now because my voice has changed so much and I struggle to talk regularly without voice cracking. So hopefully you guys don't catch one.
Oh, listen, that happened to me. I sang in a choir when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
And I got kicked out of the choir
because
my voice changed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, obviously I've never gotten over it.
Yeah, I could have. No, it's...
obviously, I'm still carrying that with me somewhere. Mm-hmm. Can we play a little bit of the clip in three, Sam, of Flounder? Take a listen.
Yeah.
We aren't supposed to be this far from the palace, Ariel.
Getting cold, fins.
Look at this. Flounder, look out!
Ah! You okay, Flounder?
Sure. You gotta show him who's in charge.
Jacob, you're right. Your voice is very different now than it was back then. What's it like listening back to it?
It's weird because you know you always... I'm sure you know this, but it's always weird hearing your own voice. Like, you always kind of get a little cringe feeling. And I think because of that, I don't have it as much just because I was so young. And sometimes when I was watching the film, I've seen it about 3 times now.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm watching it, it's kind of hard to even recognize my own voice. And usually something like that would take me out of the watching it. But no, it doesn't anymore because obviously I was so young. So it's a lot easier to hear my own voice now.
Yeah, and it's a little artifact of what you used to sound like.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what's cool about acting for me is that I get to look back on all different times in my life since I was so little. And I got to play a bunch of different roles and obviously like younger roles like Room, I played a 5-year-old.
That's not leaf. These are green.
Yeah, on trees, but then they fall and they rot like salad in the
fridge.
Where's
all this stuff you said? Trees and dogs and cats and grass?
And then... In other movies, I was playing, you know, more 12-year-olds, like in Good Boys, which is a comedy I did.
Good afternoon. We would like to buy 2 pieces of Molly, please.
I'm not selling drugs to kids.
Not kids, we're tweens.
And then obviously now I'm doing more, I guess, teenage roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did The Little Mermaid mean anything to you? Like, it meant something to me when I was a kid, but I realize I'm 20 years older than you.
Right.
So did The Little Mermaid mean anything to you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I didn't remember seeing it for the first time just because I was probably shown it at such a young age. But it was definitely one that would be played very often in my household. So just I was very familiar with the songs, and then to kind of recreate that, like Kiss the Girl, like what we were just listening to, it was fun. But also I was so scared, like because I had never done anything musical before. I was so nervous. But yeah, everyone on set was so cool and just so friendly and easy to work with and fun to work with. It just became really, really, I guess, all like very unstressful, if that makes sense. Like all the stress and all the pressure was taken off me as soon as I met everyone, and it just was like easy and fun to record.
Right, you had stress because you were singing for the first time on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing you had stress because it's The Little Mermaid.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a film that means a lot to people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always going to be stressful to kind of recreate a character, I guess, because you want to get it right. But seriously, I mean, like, I was nervous going into it, but afterwards, just everyone was so friendly and so kind, and it just made for, like, a really fun experience.
I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing, like, I don't know if you've been paying much attention to, like, the conversation around Flounder.
Yeah.
Or, like, your character. So, like, for people who don't know, like, the live-action Flounder looks a lot different than the original animated Flounder. Mm-hmm. Like, the Flounder,
yes.
It looks more like it is. It's a real fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's become, like, a thing online.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you saw the design for the first time?
Well, I actually saw the design for the first time when I went into the audition. Rob Marshall had showed me, and I thought it was really cool because I think this was at the same time where The Lion King was coming out, so we knew that in their live actions they like to do the photorealistic approach to their animals. So that was really cool, and then we went to the rehearsal process and the recording process. I saw the other designs and I saw them together, and I think they really worked well together, and I think they really popped in the concept art that I had seen. They're all realistic fish, but then they also don't make it so that it's too, I guess, unrealistic.
Or too cartoony.
Like, too cartoony. And then obviously it's not too real, where it's kind of like, I think it's that perfect mixture. And I think it's really colorful too for like something that takes place under the water, which you have a lot of restrictions when it comes to lighting. I think they managed to do it very well with all the coral and the fish and the way that the light shines through the ocean. But and then obviously like seeing the film, in scenes like under the sea, I thought it looked so cool.
Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better, don't worry, it's wetter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day, out in the sun, they slave away, while we devote in full time to floating under the sea.
Am I right that it was 5 years? You were 5 when you started acting?
Yeah, I was 5. That was when I did my first movie.
How did you get into acting?
So it was my older sister. She kind of started. And I never did sports or anything like that. I was never an athletic little 5-year-old or anything. I wasn't into any of that. I was just really into playing and having fun. I was never into sports. So my sister got into it. She started doing commercials.
Is she much older than you?
She's 19 now, this sister. I have 2 sisters. One's younger and she's 13.
Right.
And she turns 14 this summer, which is crazy. But
yeah. That's how people feel about you, by the way, being 16.
I
by
know.
The way, right now people feel that way about you. And people are like yelling at the radio going like, he's 16.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. So she got into acting.
Yeah, she got into doing commercials because she was like, she grew up with like Hannah Montana, which is a show kind of about that stage life. So she was really into that. So she just did it for fun. And basically I was in... she was doing an audition for a commercial and I was in with her, just not on my own. I was just there like because I was a little baby.
Yeah.
I might have been like 3 at this time.
Right.
Or maybe even less than that. But I was just chilling because obviously I had to be there with them because I couldn't be left home alone at this age. My dad was probably at work. So what happened was the casting director, I guess if that's – I'm not really too sure how the casting process of commercials really works anymore. But
yeah.
She – or he, I don't know if it was a she or a he, but they basically were like, oh, there's a thing for – I think it was Fisher-Price or something like he should audition for that. And I was just a little baby. I ended up doing it for fun because they – I guess my sister had a good experience with it. So my parents were like, okay, well, this is working out well. And then – I was a little baby trying it, and then I got this like little commercial, and it was cool because they literally just have you play with toys when you're that young, and then
yeah, you're not acting, you're just playing with toys.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all it is, and then they take the clips that they like, and then after that, I kept auditioning for stuff, and I became really, really into it because obviously, like I was been saying, I never did sports or anything like that, so I was really into it, and then I did an audition for my first movie, which was Smurfs 2.
Papa, clumsy.
Patrick!
Master Winslow.
Hi, Grace.
Smurf.
Is that Blue?
He's huge!
My audition was pretty cute when I look back on it because I think in like the, the slate, I had listed off everything that I like that's Blue. And I was like, and I had a lisp too, so I was like, I like the little tarantulas and the scorpions and the snakes. I like the blue sharks, just like that. And I was five. And I was like, oh, did I say scorpions already? Or, you know, so I guess they really liked that. So then they casted me. And that was cool because that filmed in like Paris and Montreal. And that was my first gig. Yeah.
I mean, it's wild to think about back then. I mean, I know it wasn't that long ago, but the difference between 5 or even 8, you were 8 for Room, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So the difference between like 8 and 16 is so much more than the difference between like 16 and 23 or
exactly.
Like 23 and 29. Yeah. Like it's so long ago. But that being said, like you have this big breakout role in Room when you're 8 years old.
Yep.
Directors at the time are saying like they were competing to try and get you in the films. You were at the Oscars. You were on talk shows. What's the thing you most remember from that time?
I remember – I guess I was so little. I couldn't really grasp like the full scope of things. Like when I went on like these talk shows or I went to – like when I went to the Academy Awards, I was so little. I couldn't really comprehend it the way I could now.
And the critic's choice is
– Jacob Tremblay. Room.
This is super cool. This is the best day of my life.
But so when I look back at it now, I'm like, that's crazy. And I was so little. I think I remember saying something when I was so little that people really liked is I was so short whenever I was at events, all I saw were legs because I was so short. So just a sea of legs because I was so small. And I remember really good memories of just – what was cool is that people made me feel really comfortable when I was at that age by asking me questions about things that I liked. Like, for example, I still love Star Wars, but I back then I was obsessed with it. So people really made me comfortable by starting with questions, asking me about that. And I just remember people being so kind and so polite and so welcoming and so gentle because obviously when you're at that age – I guess your emotions are very delicate, if that makes sense. And people were so aware of that.
Yeah.
People, it made for a good experience, for sure.
People were kind to you. And it's funny, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't remember anything from when I was 8 years old.
No.
I remember, like, I don't know what's a real memory and what's a picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not surprised you don't remember too much from
back there are
then,
things that my parents will bring up, or I'll see in a photo, or I was like, I did that, I said that, like, I did that. It's pretty interesting, yeah.
Are vegans actually unhealthy?
Does cannabis ruin your sleep?
And why are so many men taking testosterone supplements? I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg.
And we're the creators of the popular YouTube channel ASAP Science.
Every week on our podcast Side Note by ASAP Science, we explain the science behind a controversial subject with recent research, up-to-date studies, and ridiculous stories so you are entertained while, bam, simultaneously learning.
We're here to make science make sense.
Download Side Note by ASAP Science wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about another thing you did. So so you appeared in the music video for Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco's song Lonely, which is a song about getting famous at a young age. Just take a listen to this.
Everybody knows my
close now, like my house was always made of glass. And maybe that's the price you pay for the money and fame at an early age. And everybody saw me sick, and it felt like no one gave a shit. They criticized the things I did as an idiot kid.
So in the music video, you play a younger version of Justin Bieber.
That was really cool because they kind of had me in his outfit for, I guess it was like his whole tour for, I think, Never Say Never.
Yeah.
So they had me in that kind of outfit that is iconic.
The purple sweater.
The purple sweater and the white jacket, the white pants, the purple shoes. And they also gave me the haircut too, which is a haircut that maybe hasn't aged well. So I ended up going real short after that. But
Jacob, it's interesting to me, right? Like, you know, I think you can have perspective on this, that like two Canadian fellas who got really famous at a really early age.
Yeah.
Did you and Justin get to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about him on set is I remember he was very, very kind and very like humble, very, very kind to everyone. And it was cool to kind of be a part of something that he was obviously very, very passionate about. He was very passionate about putting out the song and expressing his feelings. So obviously, since we both have, I guess, similar experiences in the sense of getting famous at a young age and being so young, you can't really fully understand the full scope of things, I think was cool. And obviously me being Canadian too, it was really cool to be a part of that and to get invited to be a part of that. It was really awesome.
Did he talk to you about any of that stuff about like, hey, the some of the hard stuff about being a child star? Did he talk to you about any of that?
He never got into that. I think just because obviously that's probably something that he keeps to himself. I mean, what's cool is that I was in a grocery store, and I get called by him to be a part of this, and I got sent the song, and it was something that was obviously about his experiences when he was younger, so I was like, yeah, I mean, this is just, obviously, it's Justin Bieber, and you want to be a part of that video, because it's a Justin Bieber music video, but also it actually has a very deep, important meaning that I myself can look at that and go, okay, well, that's a negative experience that someone had at a young age, and I can be grateful for what I had and how I was taken through it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I have a question I've always wanted to know about kids who act in R-rated movies.
Yeah.
So you were in Predator,
yep.
Dr. Sleep. Mm-hmm. How does it work when you're in a movie that you're not allowed to watch in theaters? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. And I actually have a funny story about this. So I think I mentioned a movie I did, Good Boys, a little earlier, which was a Seth Rogen comedy film that I'd done.
Threats will get you nowhere, peasant.
Just give us Molly.
Who's Molly? Because she's not with us.
Guys, Molly is a sex drug.
This was at the time when, this was right before I got Little Mermaid. So I think I was 12.
Yeah.
And it was R-rated, or 14A in Canada, I believe. And I remember I was going to see the film in the theaters with my friends. I was going to take them to see it because it was a pretty cool movie to see with your friends. And these friends were also older than me because they were in my older sister's friend group. So I went with them and they wouldn't let me in because I was younger. And then I pointed to the poster that was literally right beside us at the kind of podium where you go in to see the movie. And
you
I was
said,
like,
I'm in it.
But that's me. The things that I'm not allowed to see, I did. But obviously I didn't do anything that bad. It was really just potty humor, I guess.
And, yeah. And did they let you in?
I had to wait for someone who was 18 to come in and watch it with us. It's because if I think the way it works is if you're younger than 14, you have to have an adult to watch it with you.
Yeah, there's a story about the kid who was in The Shining that he didn't know it was a horror movie until 7 years after he filmed it.
Okay, well, I have something similar to that is the movie Room.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what worked so well when I played the character is I was so young, I couldn't fully understand what was going on. And that it worked perfectly because That's exactly what the character Jack is going through, right? He can't understand anything that's going on.
You said a birthday cake for real. That means Kendall's on fire. You should ask for candles for Sunday treat, not dumb jeans.
I'm sorry. You know, I have to ask for stuff that we really need.
And what I remember is that during press for that, Brie Larson, obviously when she was talking about the more mature themes of the film, I was like, what is she talking about? What does that mean? And because obviously I knew what those things meant, but I was confused to why, how it tied into the story. And then I was older by the time the press came out, so that's when people could my parents could explain to me about those things and how it tied into the film. But I guess that's what works so perfectly, is that Jack, the character I played, doesn't understand what's going on around him. He just thinks that what's going on is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. And since I was 8 when I did that film, I just turned 8.
Yeah.
I was 7 at the beginning. And I think that's why it ended up working so well.
Because you also didn't know.
Because I also didn't know what was going on. And I also just, like, all that stuff at the beginning of the film where Jack's like, oh, well, hello, Egg Snake, and you know, kind of jumping around. That's all stuff that we just did for fun. They just filmed me. They're like, okay, Jacob, go have fun in this room. Go play around. And then we all ended up doing that. And that's how it was made, pretty much.
Well, it's beautiful. Listen, you're in The Little Mermaid now. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time to get to talk to you. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, you're 16 now. This is the what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. Or like, what am I going to do next portion for a lot of people's lives? You've already done a lot of stuff that people will want to do. Any thoughts about that?
I definitely, and I'll tell you like something cool about this is I really want to go into filmmaking.
Right.
Like on the other side of the camera, like writing and directing my own stuff. I've always really been passionate about that. And it's interesting because my passion from that is actually separate from my acting, if that makes sense. So when I was really young, I started in commercials. But at the same time in school, my favorite subject was always creative writing. And I loved creating stories. That was like my favorite thing to do. I love creating stories and then reenacting them in real life, like with, you know, a pretend sword or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how well those two things correlated. So now that I understand that those are pretty much work in the same industry, I wanna get into the other side of the camera and try directing and writing. So yeah, that's pretty much what I wanna go into.
I'm looking forward to like 20 years from now when you like win the Oscar for best screenplay or something like that. And I'm
that's
like,
the dream.
And I go,
that's the
dream. I remember when he told me he wanted to be a director, you know? And that's going to be me. Just make sure you still come on the show then, hey?
Oh, I will.
I appreciate it, Jacob. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming in, man. Nice to meet you.
No problem. Nice to meet you too. Thank you for having me.
That's called future proofing, by the way. That's called future proofing. Hey, you're still going to come on when you're a big star, hey? They can't get rid of me that way. Jacob Tremblay voices Flounder in Disney's new live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. It is in theaters now, and I really loved it, and go see it. All right, that's it for this episode. We uploaded another great episode today. It's a conversation with Phil Dunster, who plays Jamie Tart on the Apple TV show Ted Lasso. It's from our guest host, Talia Schlanger. She talks to Phil about, you know, how it feels for Ted Lasso to be coming to an end. And he talks about how he's channeling Liam Gallagher from Oasis in the role. And after he says that, you can kind of hear it. All right, we'll see you soon, later on.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.